That's right. We're riding with the king. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, and joining us right now to talk all things Nick Nurse, some Phillies, some Eagles, of course, is the king.
All right.
Howard Eskin. Howard, how are we doing today?
Yo.
Oh, you know what? It's so wonderful. Everything is so wonderful in Philadelphia. That's why I've never had a bad day here. It's so great. But I have one question, or many, but there's many questions here. Question for you. What are the expectations of the 76ers this year? Championship, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no question.
Yep.
Tell me the last coach, first-year coach, that won a championship.
Nick Nurse.
He wasn't a first-year.
Well, but he was the first year with the Raptors.
Well, no, that was his second year.
I thought it. Well, he was an assistant, and then they fired Dwayne Casey.
I think he was the head coach the year before.
Okay, then maybe it was his second. But it was early in his tenure. Okay, because they fired Dwayne Casey, and I thought it was his first year. I could be wrong.
I thought 2017-18 was his first year, and then 18-19 was the year he won the championship.
I think you're right. Okay, you're right.
Okay. All right. Well, I usually am. But as an aside, so the thing is, it doesn't happen. The expectations are the first-year coach in this case, Nick Nurse, is expected to win a championship. All right, here's the other thing. Nick Nurse, unfortunately, is not the wizard because the Sixers need a heart. So until he becomes the wizard and brings these guys a heart, they have no chance.
So wait a minute, Howard. You don't think Nick Nurse can fix Joel Embiid at all?
Well, what's he going to have, a heart transplant? No. To answer your question, no. Joel Embiid, you know, when you've seen a player for all these years, and he's got his MVP, so, you know, he's a happy guy. But he always says he wants to win a championship. Sure he does, but does he do everything it takes? And does he have the heart to win the championship?
Unfortunately, you know, it feels like he doesn't. We do have clarification, though, Howard. I was right on this. It was Nurse. So Dwayne Casey was the coach 2017-18. They fired him.
Dwayne Casey get fired, and then Nick Nurse took over?
Yes, he was his assistant. So he was on the bench. Casey got fired at the end of the 2018 season. Nurse took over.
I thought he took over in the middle of the season.
No, it was the start of the year. He took over to start the 2018-19 season, and they won the title.
Okay.
So it's Nurse.
It rarely happens.
You're right. I think the one before that may have been Steve Kerr before that. And then before that, I think you have to go back to Pat Riley. I mean, it does not happen often, to your point.
Pat Riley is amazing.
Of course.
I mean, you know, he's just everything he does.
Here's the thing, though, Howard. I think Nurse is a really good coach, but I'm mostly with you on this. I don't know if he could change the reality of this heartless team.
I think he's a good coach.
Yeah.
I mean, and what were their options? But my question is, Why did Nick Nurse choose the Sixers over Milwaukee? And he said he withdrew. He only withdrew because he wasn't going to get the job. But why, if in fact he could have had Milwaukee, why would he have taken the Sixers over Milwaukee or Phoenix? Two teams, because the West isn't that good. Other than Denver, the West isn't that good anymore, isn't as good. I would think he's got a better chance with Milwaukee or Phoenix, right? Wouldn't you think he's got a better chance with those teams?
Yeah, I would. I'd rather, you know, go coach
a team like the Sixers.
Go coach Giannis or Durant, and Booker, if it was my choice. Sure.
And I'm okay with Nick Nurse as a coach. He's a funny guy, and there's going to be some humor there, and he's going to, you know, have all kinds of good spin, and I say good spin stuff that you may think I don't know, but I think Daryl Morey hired him because it takes the focus off of Daryl Morey, who is a total fraud. So he's the one that puts the players on the court. But here's another thing I've got to address. Elliot Shore Parks may be one of the biggest idiots, one of the most, he says some of the most asinine things.
What do you got
that
for
Peter
now?
Porter, who said he can luck into hitting a home run.
He put out, Nick Nurse is 4-1 in playoffs as a higher seed. Well, aren't you supposed to win as the higher seed? And that was pretty much all in that one year. Does Elliot ever take his head out of his rear end? I mean, what kind of statistic is that? Oh, my gosh. And in 2 years, you know, it's not all – listen, players are the ones that win, and the coaches help them win. And I agree with that. But 2 years after he won the championship, he wasn't even in the playoffs. So, I don't know what is good and what is not good, but you need players. And Nick Nurse might be the greatest coach ever, but if he doesn't have the players, he's not going to win. And again, I have no problem with Nick Nurse. Of all the choices, what other choices were there? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Nick Nurse. But, it's the team. And he's never, other than that championship year, he doesn't get past the second round, right?
He won 58 games of the title. The next year they won 53. And then the last 3 years was a losing season and then 48 wins and then 41. Yep.
Yeah, but the next year I think he lost in the first round after the championship.
Yeah, but they did lose Kawhi. I mean, he lost. Yeah, it's tough when you don't have a great player on your team.
Well, so then he won with the great player.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
He really had
a good team.
He did, but it begs this question, Howard. Does he have a great player here he can win a championship with? I mean, that really is it.
And that's the question. Does he have a great player? I don't think so. James Harden, and it looks like they're going to re-sign him.
Which is a disaster, Howard.
It's a total disaster. His career is on the decline. He's going to make him better. Oh, yeah. And here's another problem I have. Didn't Daryl Morey said the players weren't going to be involved in the decision when he had his news conference?
He did.
Okay. Well, then Joel Embiid, where did that come from? Oh, he sat down with Joel Embiid and he's okay with it. So you got the job. Joel Embiid is going to say yes anyway because he wants the coach to be his friend. And it looked like that was going to be the guy. But why do you involve players in the hiring of your coach? You think Pat Riley has ever done that? Well, he's had Spoelstra for so long, so it didn't matter. But the good general managers don't have players make their decisions. And so I have a problem with that. And it's not anything against Nick Nurse. It's against Daryl Morey. And you still got the same bonehead running this organization personnel-wise. And they obviously paid him more money to get somebody to get him in here. And I don't care what money they pay. He doesn't have enough money to buy the Washington football team, but he's going to find a way. But again, it's the same team with a different coach. So you change one thing and you hope it makes it better. So I don't know that it will because I don't think Joel Embiid is ever going to get a heart transplant. And James Harden's never going to be good enough. I just can't see this happening.
Well, I got a question for you because I know how you feel about Joel Embiid and James Harden. But what about Tyrese Maxey? How can he get?
Love
do
him.
You think Nick Nurse can get the most out of Tyrese Maxey?
Well, but James Harden's got to let him get the most. When he doesn't get the ball, mm-hmm. when it's between Harden and Embiid, I think Maxey not only is a very good player. I don't know if he's ever going to be the best in the NBA like Daryl Morey, another one of his spin jobs at his news conference. But he's a great guy. He's very coachable. He's everything you want in a player. And yes, can he make him better if James Harden is not on the team? That's where I think there's an issue here. Because he doesn't see the ball enough. Every once in a while he gets the ball and James Harden gets his assists and, he's get double-digit assists and all that nonsense. But I don't think James Harden he's never been a winner, and I don't think he is a winner. And I think he really curtails the progress of what Maxey can be. I think Maxey can be a better player, but I don't know that he can be a better player with James Harden on the team.
And all right, Howard. Let's get to the Eagles. DeAndre Hopkins released. No, why?
Flat out.
Why? give us a reason.
It doesn't even take your. I don't even need your question. Oh, you want DeAndre Hopkins? No. Let me double down on that. Capital N, capital O. Not that he isn't a good player. They were second in the league in scoring. Why do they need another wide receiver? And Joe, you actually brought up a good point. Not. Sometimes amazing, but in this case, not. Devontae Smith is a year away from signing a new contract. Mm-hmm. He's going to get less receptions. Now, is that going to affect what he gets in his deal? Does it? And AJ Brown wants catches too. although he's got his contract. They all, and Dallas Goedert might be the best receiver on the team.
And he's going to want, and let's not forget, Howard, as much as they did throw a lot and they threw it very well last year, they also like to run the ball. Like, there's only so many throws a game for Hurts to make. Like, what does he drop back? 30-ish times a game? Like, there's only so many passes.
120 offensive plays?
Right.
I mean, this is ridiculous. You don't need DeAndre Hopkins. And I think the locker room's got a good mix of guys, good mix of players. They're happy. They're getting the ball enough. When you add another wide receiver, and Hopkins is going to want the ball too, because he's going to be playing for a contract after anywhere he's going to sign a one-year deal. It doesn't work here. It doesn't work here. Is he a good? If they didn't have one of those wide receivers, I'd say yes. But no. And double down, no.
Yeah, Howard, you're seeing things correctly today. I got to say, you're seeing things the right way.
Today.
Is you, Douglas, is he in a comatose state, you know, with some of the things? Are you in a comatose state?
Smoking crack is like a great high.
What did I do?
Embiid's got a heart, I think, the way you're putting it. He'll get a heart.
I'm optimistic, Howard. Optimistic.
You and Ike Reese ought to go on a boat ride.
Hugh's not jaded yet.
I mean, I'm optimistic that, because you know just as well as I do, Howard, that was the conversation that was being had when they hired Nick Nurse. Can you fix Joel Embiid, for lack of a better way of saying it? Can you fix him? And I think
what's a coach going to say? No,
he wants the job.
Of course, he's going to say yeah.
You got to get rid of him.
No, that guy, he's a bum. Get him out of here.
Listen, they're both. He's riding the train until Daryl Morey gets fired, and that's going to happen. You know, I looked at the Sixers' history since Billy Cunningham. Larry Brown's the only really good coach they've had, and then their front office is you got Scam Hinkie, you got Colangelo, you got Morey. I mean, what is this? This organization, it's sad. It's sad. So to answer your question, you got to get on the right side of the ledger here. Once in a while, even Kyle Quinn sounds smarter than you do, and that's really saying something. Stone cold dope Kyle Quinn.
I believe that Joel Embiid can turn the corner. I'm holding out hope until I see something different. Okay. I'm a sucker, though.
Yeah, I'm the other way. I'm waiting for something good.
Road,
yeah.
Find the yellow brick road and find the wizard.
That's so strong right there. Just the off-the-field wizard. I need a heart.
Yeah.
You need a heart.
You
got
to dress him up in the lion costume. All right, Howard, let's hit the Phillies here. Split over the weekend against the Braves. They're only one game better at this point right now than they were last year. Howard, are you feeling better after the weekend about the Phillies or the same?
I feel kind of the same. It's kind of really a question whether they, a fifth starter, yes, they need. But is Suarez, are we just locked in that he's going to be okay this year?
I'm not. I mean, he had a big game tonight. He pitches. I mean, he's been terrible. So, I mean, yeah, they keep talking about a fifth starter, but right now they're getting garbage out of 3, 4, and 5. It's not, you can't do that.
And they still, it was amazing. They scored 6 runs in, well, I forget which game it was, without a home run, which is amazing for the Phillies. They got to find a way to generate runs without home runs. You know, and Kyle Schwarber, who was a terrific guy in the locker room, and, you know, I've said it, I mean, all season, they're going to miss Rhys Hoskins, and they do. Schwarber hits a home run when it was, what, 10-2?
Yeah, wow. It was late, yeah. Can you just give it a few more days? June Schwarber is about to arrive, Howard. You know that.
The month is going to change things. The month is going to change
That's
things.
His month. he goes crazy almost every June. You'll see. All right, I'll tell you this right now. By the end of June, he has 13 home runs. By the end of June, he will be batting over 200 with 23 home runs.
You know what? Did you hear what you just said?
He'll be batting over 200
over
with 23
200.
Home runs.
Over two, is it what? 166 right now.
168. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Over 223 home runs by the end of June.
Can you tell me another player in baseball that's in a lineup that's hitting as low as Kyle Schwarber?
There's probably not many.
But he walks.
Well, that's right. He gets on base and he hits bombs. That's what he does.
Oh, yeah. It's with 10-2 bombs.
Just wait. Just wait for June to get here. Yeah, it all starts Thursday.
They still need the pitching. There's some real questions about the Phillies. They're lucky that it seems like the National League is just a bunch of teams are struggling. Yeah. San Diego, boy, they, I mean, they should be much better than they are.
Well, even the Mets, who they play tonight, they've struggled too.
But in that division, Arizona has kind of taken over to be that good team. So they're going to have, that's going to be a wild, it looks like Arizona is going to be a wild card team. And then the Central, who the hell knows? And then the Mets are going to do something by the trade deadline. I don't know what the Phillies are going to do. You know, the Phillies, it's like every year. You don't know until late August, and then things happen because there's so many bad teams. But it just doesn't seem like they have.